The Gemara in Daf to Zayin Amud Aleph brings down a brisa. It says Tanya Amar Lav Shami Hazakin. Shami Hazakin had this hanhaga that Kol Yamav Hayoichel Chavat Shabbos. He would always eat Lechavat Shabbos. Matzah Behema Na Omer Zul Shabbos. If he found a nice behema, he would say this is for Shabbos. Matzah Chiras Naiman. If then he found a nice animal, Maniachas Hashnia VeEichel Sarishena. He would leave the second one. He would eat the first one, and he would keep the second better animal for Shabbos. He always kept the best animal for Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Abel Hillel Hazakin Midah Cheresayis." So Hillel had a different midah. She called Ma'isav L'Shem Shemayim. All his Ma'isav L'Shem Shemayim. Shenamar Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim. What does this Gemara mean? So Rashi explains that Shammai would always, when he found something nice, he would keep it for Shabbos and eat something else. But Hillel wouldn't do that. Hillel, whatever he found, if it was good food, he would eat it now. What about Shabbos? So Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim. He had bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Bateach shetizdamu l'noi l'Shabbos. He had bitachon that Hashem will give him another behema for Shabbos. And he learns it out from Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim. Yom Maslanu es tzrechenu v'zasenu. Hashem will take care of our needs. We don't have to worry about it. And therefore, he ate what he had now. And he'll be talking that Hashem will give him something nice for Shabbos. I think according to this Gemara, you could be masber a very susumdic line, a very cryptic line in Zmiris for Shabbos that we say. There's a Zmiris that we say Shabbos day called Chai Hashem Baruch Tzuri, and there's one stanza over there that goes like this. We say, Tzama nafshi el Hashem yimali seiva asamai el haharim esa enai kihilo v'leik Hashamai. So we see how we're longing for Hashem and should fill up our homes with food. El haharim esa enai, I turn my eyes towards the mountains, kehillel like a Shammai, like Hillel and not like Shammai. What is this referring to? Who is Hillel, who is Shammai? What does it mean that I'm being Esa'ina Elaharim, like Hillel, not like Shammai? So it could be it's referring to this Gemara over here, because the Paitan is saying that we're davening to Hashem, Yamala Seva Asamai, I'm davening that Hashem should give me food that I need for Shabbos, Elaharim Esa'ina, and it's referring to the pasuk of Elohim Esaina Esanai Elohim Ma'an Yova Ezri. I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then my Ezri should come from him, and therefore I eat what I have now, and I don't worry about Shabbos. I'll be talking that it will come when Shabbos comes. Kehillel like a Shammai, and that's like Hillel, not like Shammai. It was the midah of Hillel who felt that you could eat what you have now and have bitachon that Hashem will provide for Shabbos, not like Shammai who would say that you should put it away for Shabbos. So that's what the tefillah is referring to over here. Tzama nafshi el Hashem, I daven to Hashem, He should give me the food that I need. Elohim Esaina, I have bitachon, and therefore I could eat what I have now because I have bitachon kehillel like a Shammai that Hashem will give me all my needs for Shabbos, and that could be the beer in this piyut based on this gemara. And I think l'fi this, perhaps it could be masver another piyut. There's another piyut for Shabbos day. Baruch Hashem yom 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 yom. Very interesting piyut from the Rishayim, and this piyut talks all about the Galias and the Churban and Geulas and different things like that, and the Mefarshim are bothered that l'char there's no mention of Shabbos over here. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. It's a very nice piyut, but nothing to do with Shabbos. Not a word about Shabbos. Why does this make it into the Zmiris of Shabbos? And perhaps l'fi this Gemara we could understand that as well, because the first line in the piyut is Baruch Hashem Yom 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 Aslanu Yashu Fid Yom, and that is the pasuk that Hillel used to say that he could eat the food now, and he has bitachon that Hashem will bring it for Shabbos. The Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, he has bitachon that Hashem, like Rashi says, Yom Aslanu Tzarchinu V'Zasenu, that Hashem will give us our needs. And being that this is the pasuk that described Hillel's hanhaga l'gabi Shabbos, so perhaps that's why the smiris made its way into the Shabbos smiris, even though primarily it is not about Shabbos but about other inyanim.